This is New England Public Radio. College students around the country are finishing the semester in a much different place than they started, many back with their families in their hometowns, as classes continue online. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown teaches journalism at UMass Amherst, and she asked her students to record scenes of their lives in lockdown. They sent in sound from Texas, from eastern Massachusetts, even from Spain, as they get used to living again with siblings and parents and the slow pace of isolation.
I'm sitting on the ground with my mom, and she's cutting my dog's hair. He looks very unamused, kind of sad.
And I'm here in my kitchen following my mom, who's baking brownies.
You want to describe what you're doing?
I'm chopping onions.
And what are you making the onions for?
I'm making fish chowder.
What do you think? How does he look?
He looks good. We can see his eyes.
This is my brother. I think he's playing Grand Theft Auto. What are you playing?
This is NBA, you dimmy.
He's playing NBA. Apparently he's laughing at me because I'm wrong.
So now my brother and I, who share a room, are going to restack our beds because my mom hates when both of us are here because it's so cluttered. But I think she likes us as people.
The streets are almost empty. There's only a few cars. And it's really strange. My neighborhood is always full of people walking around. A lot of cars. Really strange to come back to my town. Watch it like this.
So it's around 5 p.m. Monday afternoon. I'm found my mother sitting in her room, scrolling through Facebook like a screenager. Now we've turned on CNN, and we're waiting for Trump's press conference. Mom, are you excited?
Oh, yippee! Can't wait.
So I am here at my family game night. My sister is with me, my mom, and... Woo! Hi, Mom.
I'm on my way to the basketball court. It's been my sanctuary.
I'm trying to get out as much as possible, you know, take some solo walks. You can hear the birds chirping. Saw a couple of Cardinals and a couple of Blue Jays earlier today. It's interesting that we're making such a big fuss about this, but it seems like the rest of the animal kingdom is business as usual, which is good.
There is one person shooting around on one side of the court, taking layups. I'm about to take the other side of this half court, stay as far as I can away from this person.
When I was commuting to UMass for the semester, mentally I could shift my focus to, alright, I'm in school mode. But now my desk at home is like all 5 feet from my bed, and it can be hard to mentally differentiate between those two zones.
And you can only go through your books so many times. So sometimes I just like to play a little music.
I'm trying to do homework because I'm behind on a lot of homework. My sister is just staring at me and dancing and nodding her head and being super weird. She's about to play piano, and I think she's learning a new Cage the Elephant song.
Yeah, it's called Cigarette Daydreams. I'm doing it for a music performance ensemble for my school.
Can you play it?
I don't know if it can be heard, but it's 8 p.m. Every day at 8 p.m. People go out to the windows and start clapping to all the workers, to all the doctors, all the people who work in the hospitals, all the people that is working to keep us alive. So it's a beautiful time every day.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Those were scenes recorded by UMass journalism students making the best of a socially distant semester.